call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? Another episode with your homie, Big Homie Kodak. Of course, got the biggest homie right now, Trey the Truth, straight out of Houston, dog. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm just vibing through the town right now. What's up with it?
For sure, man, for sure. Well, glad to have you on, first of all. Of course, you're known for a lot of things, music, as well as your philanthropy. We're going to touch on all that. But what are we pushing? You got the song with T.I. right now, Swear I'm.
Yeah, Swear I'm. The album is officially out, Stuck in Motion. So
yeah.
We pushing the whole album right now, but definitely Swear I'm is one of them records, you know,
yeah.
Me and my brother T.I. The video on the way, too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So you say the album's called Stuck in Motion. What inspired that title? Because, you know, at first glance, it's like, how you stuck in motion?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, right? You would think the world would catch it right off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
For a person like me, no matter what roadblocks, no matter what stuff we going through, stopping ain't an option.
Yeah.
So we stuck moving. We got to keep going by any means necessary. So if that's the case, we stuck in motion at all times. We keeping it moving. We pushing forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. So at this stage of your career, of course, you've been doing amazing things in the studio. But I feel like your work outside of it is kind of equal, or like, do you feel like your biggest contributions to the culture is like with your music or your philanthropy?
Both. You know, I do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. I've been very instrumental and the key to a lot of artists from back then to now, still to this day. And then you got to realize I still have over 2,000 unreleased records with everybody.
Wait a minute. You said 2,000?
Over
2,000. So how do you end up sitting on that much music?
I love music, bro. I just love doing it. Read the number right there at the bottom.
That's it. Yeah, that's closer to 2.5 than 2. We rounding that thing on up. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Houston's current hip-hop scene?
Man, I'm just a Houston head, period. I salute value and always uplift everybody coming out the town. I believe everybody making noise. One thing for sure, what people got to realize is no matter what goes on, everybody have they time, you know, the different states, different cities.
Yeah.
Houston is always going to be influential because when you go to listening to any sample hooks or any slow down vibes even on the R&B side or just the some of the new kids may call it trippy music, it's just all this stuff still come from where we at, you know what I'm saying? So Houston influence is definitely always going to be top tier, not even just
Is Houston the most influential hip-hop city?
I definitely think it's definitely up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't knock nobody else saying that they feel their city is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody have they go-tos and the things that's special about their city and their state.
Yeah.
But definitely just right now, even everybody coming to Houston, the party and everything else, so Houston definitely is always going to be at the top of that list, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I mean, y'all got the biggest hip-hop act in the world saying he moving to Houston. You know, Drake a few months ago said that he just copped a spot out there. We saw him on Instagram on a ranch somewhere in Houston.
Yeah, you got to remember, we got a lot of people. You know, Ross out there. You know,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people that's there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely.
What do you think it is about the culture of Houston? Because I love Houston. Houston's one of my favorite cities. I'm there yearly for a function out there. But, like, what is it about that culture?
It's just our Southern hospitality.
Southern hospitality?
Yeah, man, we just naturally laid-back player people. We just be cool. And, you know, of course, you know, we ain't tolerating no disrespect. But
nah, for sure.
For the most part, it's just the vibe. Everybody like it. And crazily, you know, on the male side, a lot of people come to Houston because they feel we got the
finest women.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then,
man,
for us who be in Houston, well, sometimes we be thinking that about they city. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get it, you know, but
nah,
Houston definitely is a vibe.
I ain't going to lie. My first time in Houston was when y'all had the was All-Star in 2013.
Okay.
All-Star in 2013, I saw the thickest woman to this day I've ever seen in my life in the Galleria.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful women everywhere.
Nah, there's something. I don't, because even like when you look online, like if you see, on Twitter, if I ever see a fine woman, and I see the picture, I see the video, she in Texas.
You know.
That's some real, shout out to Poor Minds too, Lex and Drill, man. They straight out of Houston doing their thing to the podcast.
Out Drill and them.
Oh, you know about the homies over there, Poor Minds?
Yeah, I do them tomorrow.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shout out, Poor Minds, man. Those the homies for real. Yeah, but damn, man, yeah. I always tell people like Houston's like really a bigger Atlanta to me, cause I'm from here. But like it's a lot of those Atlanta elements there, but it's just so big and spread out.
Yeah, you know I've always, you know, I'm live and die in the city of Houston, but you know I used to be in Atlanta just as much. You know what I'm saying? Especially with me and Tip, so I know both sides of the spectrum. Love both. Everything had their own specialness about them, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to touch on it. You know, it's different in sports or whatever. But you know, since you repping the city of Houston, what do you think about CJ Stroud, dog?
Yeah, he's one of the coldest. I think he's just getting started.
You think so? You think he about to be one of the ones?
I know he's gonna be one of the ones.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. So
you got to think just everything he's doing this year is already
record breaking.
Yeah, as far as record wise, just in general, because that we ain't really had good times like that in a minute. So
I'm thinking about just Houston quarterbacks in general. The best Houston quarterback I can remember probably Deshaun or Matt Schaub.
Yeah, right now, out of this generation, I would say Deshaun and Stroud.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Nah, he's doing his thing, but also like I've never seen an Ohio State quarterback doing what he's doing in the NFL. Typically, when they get to the NFL, like, they be great in college, but like when they get to the NFL, you don't really hear much from him.
Yeah, yeah, nah. He Stroud the homie too, so nah, we rooting for him. He know I'm with him 10 toes down.
Oh yeah, shout out to CJ Stroud. You know, I wish Atlanta could have got somebody like that, but you know,
I'm pretty sure, man, everybody get their picks.
Now just think about the Falcons in Houston. We don't have really that wasn't fun. that Super Bowl wasn't fun, bro. So listen, I got a few more questions for you. So I know, of course, we talked about it earlier. You do a lot of things in for the community, but now we are pushing into really another election year. Mm-hmm. So do you think,
before we even go there,
what's up?
Special shout out to the state of Kentucky. They stood up for Breonna Taylor and made sure that fuck nigga Daniel Cameron didn't get in the office. So that was definitely amazing for us, because the fact of him not even caring or giving a damn about nothing pertaining to Breonna just showed he shouldn't be nowhere near office. And now he officially lost yesterday. So that was a great thing. I woke up to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, man. Definitely, he definitely deserved to be out of here, because, you know, we need people that's, I mean, the case should have been, it should have went the way we thought it was going to go. But
and it's still going now. You know, the feds picked it up. So, you know, they still fight, man. It's still justice for Breonna Taylor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with, like I said, we're reaching into another presidential election year, really starting now. From now until next November, it's about to get treacherous.
I'm going to be honest. I wish Bernie would come back and try and run at this point.
Yeah. That's, I mean, and that's not, what I'm thinking about, because
I'm not feeling none of it.
A lot of people have those same sentiments. Like, what direction do you go?
I believe we fucked either way we go. Unless something arises out the blue.
So no faith in Biden. Trump is showing us who he is.
Biden really let a lot of people down. He let a lot of people down this go round, man.
What do you think was the biggest thing that caused, I guess, us to lose faith in Biden moving forward?
Shout out to my family, Until Freedom, my sister Tamika Mallory. You know, a lot of us went over and beyond to make sure we got him in office.
Yeah.
Fighting city, state to state. And it was a lot of things that he was supposed to do for the better interest of us, to, you know, just be fair.
Yeah.
And none of that stuff was really uphill. And it's just now I'm just seeing so much stuff going on, and just the way he react and the way he moved to certain shit, it just be a disappointment, man. Like, even not only that, bro, look at that. This is the worst the economy been in a long time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Inflation just, is crazy. The wages just, not matching it.
Honestly, we fucked either way it go. That's just, you know.
Barring somebody making like a miraculous like announcement.
Yeah. But let's just be real about that. They're going to have to come on with it right now.
Yeah, they got to make something shake right now. Because yeah. This is, like I said, it's a year
I don't even know
thing.
If Bernie running. Bernie should definitely run. I feel if that's the case, allow somebody an opportunity. We need to give him a chance. But
yeah. You know. And I'm never sure about what it is about, like how a sitting president would face opposition from his own party or what that would even look like. Because normally it's like, all right, well, you the presidential champ until somebody knock you off on the other side. But mm-hmm. Damn, do we got to get to that?
And right now, it's just because it's a lot up around the world right now.
It's a lot of things, and I know you stood with the people. Like he had invited you to the White House to talk about reform, and you was like, you know, I'm about to go help these people over here that really need it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when any of these situations go on, is, and I tell people, bro, even from that, right? Like even if you go to the music, people like, man. Why you ain't putting on music? It's like it comes to a point when people are in need right then and there.
Yeah.
Nothing else really matter because you never know that getting there that next day can be a life-altering situation.
Yeah.
Some people may not be able to make it through. Some people may, it's just all different situations. So when it comes times like that, it's like, no offense to nobody, I got to get there for the people right then and there.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, for sure. And a lot of the issues that you go to bat for are really big, like, nationally. Like, I feel like gun reform is definitely something that we just saw, like, last week, the people up in Maine. Like, that's crazy. Like, you talking about, like, 20-plus people gone because somebody was having a bad day or was having a bad time in life.
Yeah, I mean, just the way of the world today is just, this shit just, it's I don't even know if I'm supposed to be cussing, but
you can cuss. Go ahead. Yeah,
yeah. It's messed up, man.
Yeah,
it's definitely messed up, and a lot of these situations, man, we have to try and stand up to. It's just, but even still, when you do that, it's still so many other situations. It's just, I don't know, man.
So do you
can see this shit can just be tiresome.
Yeah, it can wear a lot on your spirit because you're not only dealing with the things you deal with personally on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
You're dealing with trying to help as many people as you can, especially now, like we're heading into the holiday season, which for some people is like some of the most depressing times of the year.
And I'm gonna be honest with you, I hate talking political stuff, so I don't want to talk too much on that. But
yeah.
What I will say, yeah, it is, but it's definitely depressing because it was already, let's just say, times was already hard.
Yeah.
And now it's like the shit is 50 times harder. So how could they not be depressed? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even, and I help a lot of people all damn near every day throughout the year. And even I have to be skeptical about, man, I can't just do everything how I want to do it because it's just the energy, the economy, just everything is just, it's just different now, man. Yeah. Like it's, I don't know. Days of being happy is scarce.
Yeah.
You know, other than personally with your family and stuff like that, definitely scared.
But just looking at the news, looking at, you know, social media, like it's hard to be happy.
Every man.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, why the fuck even get on there to look? Cause it's just.
Yeah, I have a Twitter hiatus going on right now. Believe me. So, do you think like hip hop's changing? Like the core demographic for hip hop is not what it was maybe like 20 to 30 years ago. When I go to these concerts, I see a lot of people that look younger.
I was just gonna say, I don't think it's that it changed. I think people just getting older.
Yeah.
And now a lot of youngers appreciate they era of music more, you know what I'm saying?
So you gotta
think. We had our Pox, Biggs and everything.
Uh-huh.
Now these kids have their generation of what they feel is their Pox and Biggs, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just a lot more kids. So
yeah.
That's all it is. It's just sometimes, you know, people get older. I don't think it's that it necessarily changed. I think the music style definitely different, but you got to think in our area it was different for the ones who came before us, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it all.
So we're just in a different era.
Yeah, yeah. And that, for me, I embrace it all, man. You know, because think about when we wasn't embraced. That wasn't a good feeling.
Yeah.
So how can we knock the next one for trying to elevate and create a lane for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I feel like everything has a space. Everybody needs their space to be, you know, successful. But that, a part of that is we can't be, I feel like a lot of people in my age, like I'm 33, mm-hmm. like a lot of people in my age group are becoming that old nigga just on the porch, like get off my lawn type shit.
Yeah,
like,
and I can't be one of them bitter ass niggas. It just ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, because you basically, niggas is essentially like trying to stop time. Like you're trying to stop progress. And this shit is gonna happen whether you are cool with it or not. This is what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, gotta just adapt to the environment, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I got a question about something I seen on your social, dog. What made you run with the Elmo pick? Trapped out Elmo.
Man, it's a homie on there. I tagged him. He just be doing some dope art, and I'm one of the people I love to show love. So I just went and got a bunch of pictures from his page. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just, you know, pushed it out there for him, let people see it, and then just vibe with my album music behind it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even with the album, it's stuck in motion. So not only is we forever moving, just, you know, we have emotion out here. We having it, we putting it on, we enjoying life. So
yeah,
those pictures represent that. So it's only right to put it up there and show love.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to use your platforms to give people who may not otherwise get that.
Man, I tell people all the time, it don't cost nothing to keep it real. It don't cost nothing to show love. And that's what people fail to realize, man.
Yeah. I feel like if you are, like, I had this conversation, I was having a conversation with people on TikTok yesterday. Like, if you are my friend, supporting me should be, like, the easiest shit in the world, regardless of what. Because it's, like, it's support for like, creators and people in the music and entertainment industry. It's as simple as sharing it, liking it, commenting it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't got to do all of that, but, like, help spread my shit, you know? It's kind of like if you got a homie and he'll never do nothing to help promote your, like, if you was in the earlier stages of your career, he never doing nothing to help or promote your art. Mm-hmm. Like, I really couldn't consider somebody like that a friend. Like, we all striving to get somewhere.
That's just the way of the world, Pop. It's the way of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. So what can the fans expect from the themes that we're pushing on Stuck in Motion? Like, Trade of Truth makes music for blank.
I definitely make music for everybody. I just told you I got over 2,000 records.
Yeah.
This album here itself is essentially just unapologetic growth, unbothered. Just at a point in my life where I just want to live, be peaceful, and do me, you know, mind my own business, not worry about everybody else's business and live.
Yeah.
So it's just growth. It's just a good vibe. The whole album is just a vibe within itself from top to beginning, you know. It's music you can get high to just to get on the highway. It's highway music. It's grown people music. It's, you can put it on in any atmosphere and it's just going to be good. It's not going to be one of them, man, what is that they playing right now type stuff. It's just all great vibes, man, but definitely growth.
For sure, for sure, for sure. So, last question. I guess this is a cultural question. And I'm asking you because you know the city of Houston a lot more than I do, okay? So, you got a lot of popping personalities about the city. But if Beyonce ran for the mayor of Houston, do you think she'd win?
Yeah, I think if she ran for the mayor anyway, she would win.
Really?
Do you know what a Beyonce following is like?
I've seen it. I mean, when you got your own.
I don't know if you've seen. I'm saying it's some way different. She sold out the biggest stadium in Houston 2 nights in a row. Easily, probably could have sold it out 7 nights in a row.
Damn.
And these tickets is thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And plus, not only that, that's my family. So, of course, we gonna vote for her anyway. But, yeah, she definitely, any city, because her fans ain't just obligated to Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, people flying from all across the world for that. You know?
Yeah, flying all over the
world.
So
wherever she's living at the moment.
Getting passports.
If she wants to, she can get it done, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Easily, yeah, yeah.
Listen, Trey the Truth, Stuck in Motion right now. Swear I'm single with the homie T.I. up out the city of ATL.
First Class with Larry June, Swear I'm with T.I., the song Stuck Him Up. Man, there's so many records on there. And the visual is just not finna get started, man. Oh, so man. It's about to get crazy.
Oh, man.
So, shout out 1RPM. You know, that's who distributing it. And, you know, I'm in go mode, man.
Yeah.
The deluxe coming, you know. And after that, I'm finna just start coming across any and everything, hitting them across the head with big, wild records, you know. Yeah.
Oh, man. Trey the Truth is in the lab cooking, man. Another episode kicking it with your homie, Trey the Truth, big homie Kodak, and we gone.
Let's get it.